Must be a high pollen count here tonight, huh?
Yeah, it's working on me.
Hey, guess what? You get to call the third quarter, too, tonight.
Folks, you just tuned in. Our buddy Don Robertson, just now honored by Danville City Council with a certificate recognizing his 30-year broadcasting career. Again, ALS, you're not dealing with ALS. ALS is dealing with you, my friend.
That's right.
My goodness gracious.
It's been a tough fight.
Yes, sir.
It's been a real tough fight. I don't wish this on my worst enemy, to be straight with you. And I'll tell you what, that really choked me up.
I noticed that. wanted to do something a little special for you there. And, we have been through the wars. We have been through Lord knows what things that we can't even tell on. Even on radio or even on a Wildcat broadcast.
But, that's right.
But goodness gracious, it has been a fun doggone journey. We don't get an opportunity to say thank you to our friends very much. We don't get an opportunity. Usually things happen, and they happen all of a sudden, and we're wondering, damn, I wish I could have told this guy what I really, really thought.
That's right.
There's a lot, you know, that obviously I've been pondering a lot over the last 6 months or so. And, you know, one of the things, you see a lot of stuff that pops up on Facebook and social media and what have you. And one of the things that has really stuck out to me more than anything is a cartoon that it said, don't come to my funeral to say goodbye. Mm. Say goodbye now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what I've been trying to do. I spent a lot of time in four walls. Mm-hmm. I'll be honest with you, it drives you nuts. But the mobility issue makes it difficult to get out and do things unless I have the aid or the help of some other people. I mean, just to get here today was a 3-hour ordeal for me. And, you know, and it started at 8 o'clock this morning. And, mm-hmm. and I got in the car at 11, and, you know, I got to Gretna, and that's where my parents live, and about 1, and, you know, try to break it up. I mean, it's an all-day ordeal.
Sure.
And the simple things about the disease is people don't realize tying your shoes, putting on a shirt, brushing your teeth, you know, going to the bathroom are difficult tasks. And, you know, every day you fight the fight. And tomorrow you wake up and it could be something different.
Hmm.
And, you know, cause as soon as you conquer or figure out how to do something, like get in a car, tomorrow you suddenly are limited and you're not able to do the same thing all over again. So, you know, I just really want to create a little awareness. And, you know, I never thought a lot about it until I got diagnosed.
Nobody does, do they?
And, you know, there's no cure. They're not even close to having a cure at this point. So I've been told. There are some therapy studies that they're trying to do, but they're so expensive. And the average person, the statistics I've seen, the average person will need $250,000 from diagnosis to death just to get through this. And you can see, you guys have been around me for a while. You see the equipment that I have. And nothing is cheap.
Yep.
And fortunately, I've been blessed to have, you know, good people to help me get it and, you know, good insurance because I don't know where I would be without either at this point. But, you know,
it's not a coincidence you're surrounded by good people because you have attracted good people, quite frankly, and there's a reason for that.
You give it all, and I think you get something in return. And that's what I try to do with this program for 30 years and all those number of games that were thrown out there.
A bunch.
You don't just show up with a microphone and call or do what you do. You become a part of it. Coaches welcome you into the family. And I've gone through, 5 coaches here? And I've shared not only the winning experience on the field, but I've been with them when they've been in death moments. I remember the night that Eddie Martin died. And I remember it like it was yesterday.
You saw him at the store earlier that day, didn't you?
I saw him at the country club. And, you know, Eddie was a tough guy to get to know. And, you know, he and I became the best of friends. And, you know, and sometimes people who know football coaches know that they're real difficult to break the ice. And, you know, and we went through it with Everett and we went through it with Dan Newell. You couldn't ask for a better guy to work with. You know, I was with Dan when, you know, he had his last child. We were doing an interview.
That's it, yeah.
You know? And, you know, Sam was very cooperative, his wife, and allowing us to do stuff. And you know, of course, and then when Nick got here, you know, we were really excited about where we're going with this program. And, you know, felt like he'd gone out and hired a true football coach. And you know, we brought someone in from another state that we didn't – no one knew who he was. And now all of a sudden, you know, we've got a guy that's capable of a 10-win coaching season every year. So, but, you know, that's just the way I feel about it. And, you know, I think if you give it all, then it comes back to you. And, guys, I really appreciate, you know, what you did and allowed me to come back and spend a minute or two to tell my story and to say goodbye once and for all, you know, with play-by-play.
Well, like I said, clearly your 30-year career has been noticed, and that's why – tonight, the mayor and the city council initiated this. And
well, you know, I saw them all lingering around. I'm like, what the heck
are you guys doing here?
Yeah.
He thought they were doing my evaluation. That's what he thought, right?
You know, I saw one he show up, and then when Adam Tomer started coming around the corner, and, you know, a couple of them came up and spoke to me beforehand, and I, you know, I didn't think – I just thought they were well-wishers,
nice.
You know,
sure,
just
yeah.
coming – you know, I've had a lot of that. You guys have been around here. I'm doing play-by-play, and someone comes up and shakes or taps me on his shoulder, shakes my
hand. How's it going, yeah.
And I guess, you know, that's what we expect that would happen in, you know, this environment. But I saw him lingering around. I'm like, what the heck?
Now you know.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it. I was getting ready to eat a Snickers bar. Tell you what that happened. And it didn't work.
And now you know why all your food got stolen, because of the pictures that were about to be taken.
Oh,
it was all planned.
I get it now.
Folks, we're going to take just a 1 minute. We'll alert the station. Just a 1 minute halftime break here. Come back.